Horse Stories by E.I. Whiting. My Pet Horse, Sparks by Edwin Isaacson Whiting. Two horses stand out in the hallowed memories of my past. My old Sparks, and my brother Lynn's old Minute. Minute came from gentle stock, but Sparks came from the wilder. Sparks' progenitors were wild, really wild. When I first saw Sparks, he was 5 years old, silhouetted against the sunrise, guarding his band of mares, a large band for so young a horse. He made a beautiful picture. Lynn said, "If we could only catch him. Someday we will, and when we do, we will have a prize." As we rode closer, he alerted his herd, snorted, and led them along the horizon at a gallop, six stocking-footed sorrels and he. We chased them a mile or so, but of course stood no chance then. We always contrived to build a trap or drift fence for some way, to get the advantage needed. I doubt that a horse ever lived who could have carried a man, and caught that magnificent stallion that morning, although Sparks lived to see many other horses caught from the horn of his own saddle. Sparks eluded us. We could never get close enough to even crowd him, so each time he got away we became more anxious, more determined to catch him. We tried all the tricks we knew, but all we got was more respect for his cunning and sense, and more admiration for his beauty. I guess horses, as well as men, make mistakes when luck is against them. One night just before sundown, after we had left his range and were heading for camp, we saw him and his herd down on the open flats of Beaver Dam Wash. We were between him and the mountain on which he ranged, and there were badlands to the south of us. We knew he would break back for his range as soon as we gave him a chance to see us, but we had a real advantage. We had only half the distance he had to run to beat him to the pass, and try to trap him in the badlands. Lynn said, "Now is our time. I will take the lead. You try to keep him from getting behind. He might make a mistake and go into the badlands, because he is off his range." As soon as we showed ourselves a mile away, the race was on. He seemed to fly, but our horses sensed the situation and did nobly too. As we neared the pass, Sparks looked like he was flying, but Lynn's horse was making a race too, but handicapped by the load he was carrying, he was losing his advantage in distance. Sparks had reached the pass first, and it looked as if all was lost, when he wheeled to turn his lagging herd, lost his lead and put Lynn in the pass first. I was riding about even with the last of the herd. They say wild horses won't go into a blind canyon, but these did. Lynn was among them. I was close behind. Quicker than I can tell it, we were all rushed into a hole with no way out except the way we went in. The horses were trapped. It was after midnight when we finally had the last horse tied, and a cedar tree gate built in case a horse got loose. We were too tired to move, yet afraid to leave our catch. We dropped on our saddle blankets, and slept until break of day. One mare was dead, another down, the rest huddled together in the corner. Sparks stood on the only little hill available and faced us. That was nearly 40 years ago, but I still like to think of the picture he made. The fight he made that day, the long period of breaking him, are other stories. He never surrendered as other horses do, although he lived to be about 27 years old. No stranger could ride him without being on guard, but he served me so well that I can say, even though this generation may not understand, I love that horse. When I raced him, he always won. When I chased other horses, he would carry me farther than anyone. He was a wonderful horse. In later years he made records not only on the range, but at the community racetracks. In nearly 16 years he never lost a distance race. The only time he ever fell with me was when he stepped into a blind badger hole. He stopped and came back, and put his nose down by me. I thought I was hurt as I could not move, but I was only stunned. Year after year I ran him over rocks, washes, brush, anywhere, yet so far as I can remember that was the only time he ever fell. At any rate, after the day's work is done, I like to think about him. If I could relive just one of those old days, I would perhaps ride old Sparks with my brother.